healthy life.
Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. That's the point of this program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and create the content that you see on our site. As you scroll down the main page, you see those numbered items. Those numbers are votes. And those votes were placed there by other listeners just like you. You can actually create the content upon which those votes are placed. And the way you do that is you find something online that you think is interesting. Maybe it's the story, you know, story like what we were just talking about, where a woman is suing Match.com because she got hooked up with a psycho. You know, we find out a lot of our show prep from listeners like you taking the time to go to freetalklive.com and submit the stuff that you think's interesting. Submit it as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page. It then must receive a certain number of votes in order to make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And I have to say that I'm sorry I haven't talked more about it, but we're on Skype now, and our next call is coming on Skype. You can connect to us on Skype through lrn.fm. That is our username there. Once again, that's lrn.fm. And we're going to go to Nico. He is on the line with us. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so I was calling to ask, how could a stateless society provide what I feel are some useful public services, but that are probably not cheap? And so, for example, I think that providing birth control to, or contraceptives, any type of contraceptive to low-income communities is good because I know a lot of them don't have access to it, and I think it's really, really important for them so that they can have a chance at life. But something like that's really, really expensive, and so would something as simple as a not-for-profit organization be able to cover something like that?
Yeah, I think
I hope so.
I think Planned Parenthood is already doing that to some extent. Now, it's true that they get some funding from the state, but there's no reason why, in the absence of the state, that same funding couldn't be made up by contributions.
I think that a large percentage of their funding comes from volunteers. They claim that they mostly get donations.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, honestly, that all of the money that's not coerced out of people, that a lot of people would then turn around and actually donate that money to causes instead of spending it on themselves?
It's a great question, and there's only one way to find out, is to stop giving in people's name and see whether or not they step up and do it themselves. I think the answer is some people will and some people won't. But really the question you have to ask is this thing so important that you're willing to steal from people in order to do it?
Well, I'm not willing to do that, and I know that there are people out there that won't. I remember I was having a conversation with a Keene police officer about similar issues, and he expressed to me that he was one of the people that feels like he needs to be forced to give, you know, money to these various things, because otherwise he wouldn't want to do it. And I said, you know, if that's how you want to be, that's your business. Maybe there would be some people in the community that would ostracize you because of that, but I know there are plenty of people who, when given the opportunity, will donate. And I think there's an important other factor that we're not touching on here, and that is that when you give money to a private organization, they're more efficient with that money. So even if, let's say, you know, let's just pick a number here, let's say $100 billion a year are being taken from individuals and being redistributed by the state. Well, even if when the state goes away and everybody keeps their $100 billion, even if only $25 billion are contributed to the charities, they'll still those dollars will still go as far, if not farther, than the $100 billion through the bureaucrats.
I believe, and I haven't read the book in a while, but I believe Dr. Mary Ruart points out in her book that the welfare offices typically 70% of the money is spent on paying the bureaucrats to work. So
that's right.
If the government were to go away tomorrow and this money was needed to be you need to come up with this money voluntarily, you would only need a percentage of what the government is spending on top of the fact that so much money is wasted because of inefficiency. And I also think that it's important to point out that when you look at causes that like tragedies. For example, there was the tsunamis a couple years ago in where was it?
Thailand.
It was Thailand.
I don't know.
And they said that Americans donated more money than anybody. And so even though we're taxed to death, people felt so strongly about it that they donated money to somewhere.
To a tragedy halfway across the world.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's not even in our backyard. Most people probably don't know anything about Thailand and have never been to Thailand, don't know anybody from Thailand. But
right.
Even still, they felt like that was the right thing to do. So I believe that the majority of people, especially if they had more money, would absolutely donate money, more money
to
causes.
I think the coolest thing about that is people could choose what they wanted to donate and where they wanted to donate. You know, so if they thought that, for example, the Red Cross, I'm not trying to pick on them, was inefficient, they could donate to another organization that they think would do better.
Right, which is a major factor as to why these private organizations are better than the government.
There's a little bit of
there's
competition there. So, I mean, you know, maybe it's Planned Parenthood, maybe it's some other organization that says, you know, I don't like the way they do it. What we're going to do is we're going to put dispensers up on street corners that pop out pills or whatever it is that they're going to do. They think they have a whole different idea, and somehow or another they sell people on that idea. So people go for that, and that's innovation. What you don't get with government almost ever is innovation. Now, innovation will occur outside of government, but that's the problem with government is it tends to creep further and further into things. The idea of government distributing birth control is a relatively new phenomenon in human history, but it creeped right in there, and now you believe that that's a public good that's very, very important.
So do you think that, because it reminded me of this because you said you don't think that the government really is very innovative, which I partly agree, but do you think that the Internet would have ever came about in a free society? Because, I mean, that was largely a government project at first.
It was. It was a, to some extent. Now, I think Xerox was in on the ground floor, but government then built on top of that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the government scientist-y types wanted to communicate with each other, and basically right now all the scientists work for the government in the form of grants or through colleges that government funding and that kind of thing. Do I think that scientists in a free market would have wanted to communicate with each other? Yeah, I do. I think that people in a free society wanted to travel across railroads, and almost all of those in the United States were done in a free market without taking property from people. So I'm 100% certain that roads could have been put up in the same way. So yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing with going to the moon. I mean, would people want to explore space if it weren't for the government agency
called
NASA?
We can see right
NASA?
Now they certainly do.
Yeah.
And they're doing a lot cheaper than NASA did.
Yeah, absolutely true. So all of these advancements. And then you can look at other areas where government has held back advancements, like the cell phone technology that existed for 20 or 30 years before it was actually available publicly because the FCC decided to sit on it, basically. So who knows what kind of advancements we would have had we been able to have cell phone technology in 1965.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
So what other sort of public goods do you think are very important?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot. The most of them, to be honest, I think that the government kind of screws them up, and everybody complains about health care. And I do agree that health care is a lot worse in this country than a lot of other countries who have universal health care. But I actually blame that on the government because it's so heavily regulated that pretty much all you have is corporate cartels that try to give people insurance. You don't have a free and open market. And I think if we had an open market that things would run a lot more smoothly. I have a problem. I love liberty, but I have a problem seeing really, really poor people who have nothing going without because they can't afford things. And so it's hard for me, and I want to make that work.
And you're seeing that today with government around, right? So
of course, yeah.
And another thing about that is it's the old trickle-down thing, which, I think that over generationally speaking is very, very valuable. When you look at the poor in the United States, you find that they have color TVs and vehicles often and
air conditioning.
Cell phones and air conditioning. And this makes poor and other people – I mean – it makes the term poor look really stupid compared to
people that are really poor,
you know, living on $2 a day. It's really even hard to call people poor in the United States when you look at people in other countries. And, you know, to some extent, that happened because somebody who was wealthy was willing to buy a flat-screen TV or whatever. I mean, it really did trickle down.
That brings the cost down. And, Nico, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And there's no doubt that if you are buying birth control in bulk, it's going to be a lot cheaper for you. You know, when Planned Parenthood buys a bunch of condoms, they can buy a whole lot of condoms. It's not like you just go into the store buying a box full and paying maximum price. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in and bring us anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a man in prison for 37 years. And he's not supposed to be there, apparently. We'll get the details on that story and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, you can connect to us on Skype. Use username lrn.fm. And there seems to be some confusion about how this whole Skype thing works. It's pretty simple. Send in your request to connect with us there, because you have to do that before you can call us. But as soon as your request is accepted, you'll be good to go. You can make a call at any time. And if the line's open, we'll just hit the answer button, and then you'll be able to hear us until we go to your call. And it's pretty simple. So connect with us on Skype via username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can get more Julia over at pukeandthegang.com.
That is Everybody Wants More Julia.
Weekly show that she participates in, and it's a fun show. They have a really good time doing Puke in the Gang. So, we're going to continue here. We will, of course, take your calls about anything and want to make sure you know about the Bitcoin. In fact, what's the price at today, Mark? Like 18-something?
Jeez, I don't... It's just been...
I was there earlier.
Going
it was
up
over.
And up and up. You know, it feels good to be a Bitcoin owner right now. 1870 is what I've got it at right now.
Wow.
You know, just keeps on going up, but...
I think I paid 11 the last time I bought some.
I'll tell you... I've heard the saying, and I absolutely agree with it, that anything under 100 is a steal. I really do think that bitcoins are going to be, you know, they're going to be worth. What we're calling a bitcoin today is likely to be a fortune, a small fortune, like $1,000 worth or maybe $10,000 worth at some point in the relatively near future.
Hard to say. I mean, nothing's predictable as far as money is
it's
concerned.
It's hard to say, but that's...
But right now, they're hot, and I think they'll continue to be that way because they're useful. They're not a centrally controlled currency. They're not issued by a government. They're not even issued by a corporation. It's just a concept. It's a program. You know, it's a program. It's money and it's a system at the same time.
It's an open source program that's accessible to anybody to audit and take a look at. This isn't something that's going to make one person wealthy. I mean, I guess if the people that are into bitcoins, most of them are evangelical because they believe in the ideas. I believe in the ideas of sound currency. We've been talking about those ideas for a very long time on Free Talk Live. This is a sound currency for the internet. But I think that people who are into bitcoins now benefit with more people coming on. But I don't think that really matters to the average, to the individual to whom you speak. The individual, you know, they can say, oh, well, you get something if I go in. Yeah, like I get a very small amount if you go in because, you know, the more people using bitcoins, the more valuable it is to me. Mm-hmm. But people are coming on all the time. Let me tell you about blockchain.info real quick. Blockchain.info is a site where you can go get a free wallet. You can find out things about transactions that are going on. What else can you find out at blockchain.info?
There's a lot of good information. I really like punching in wallet IDs and pulling out transaction histories and looking at them. It's fun.
It took 1 year for blockchain.info to get its first 50,000 users.
They've got apps, too.
Okay. Now, you heard what I said, right?
About a year to get to 50,000 users?
Just 1 year for blockchain.info to get its first 50,000 users. Its next 50,000 users, it got in 1 month.
Whoa, that's growth.
This is what I'm trying to tell everybody about bitcoins. Poo-poo all you want. That's fine. But I think this is the...
You're right. Maybe we're going to get burned. But yeah. It's working out so far. The currency is incredibly useful. You can use it to buy all manner of things online from people all around the world. It breaks down financial barriers.
Yes.
It eliminates,
this empowers individuals.
Yeah, anything that eliminates the middleman is generally a good thing. And this eliminates the biggest middleman in the world, the bankers.
Yeah. And governments that work with them, collude with them, control them, or vice versa. I'm not 100%
sure. They can't control this.
Yeah, it's nothing. And there was just an article out that shows that the European Central Bank is scared that Bitcoin could. I mean, really? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that they're right. Bitcoin really could take over and really, really could just destroy things like the dollar and the euro.
Excellent.
And. You know, that's only good for people.
That's right.
These currencies where the governments can't go in and inflate them and steal people's value. If you want to get into bitcoins, there's some really great information over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got links there for you to go around and to just kind of search and that kind of thing. You do need to educate yourself. If you've got questions about Bitcoin, we're happy to answer them here on Free Talk Live. But, you know, go there. I recommend you get some.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Walter. He's in Connecticut. Walter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you fellas, you're doing?
Hey, Walter.
Hey, Walter.
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm going to tell you about the time I think I saw myself a Sasquatch.
You saw a Sasquatch?
Now, haven't you seen Aliens, too?
Yeah. I've seen Aliens.
You are an experienced old gentleman. How old are you, by the way, Walter?
I'm 99 years
old. 99. You were over 100-something last time you called. Tell me your story.
I was up in Canada, up there in the Algonquin for a state park there, or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Take your word for it.
I had my wife, Martha, with me.
Is it Margaret?
No, it was Myrtle.
Myrtle. Okay.
Martha.
It's okay.
Okay.
He's 99, Mark. Cut him a break.
All right.
Martha. No, it was Martha.
How many wives have you had, by the way?
Around 12.
12 of them, all right.
Do they all begin with M?
Very long.
No, that's the way it seems. So tell me, you're in the park, Algonquin State Park. What happened?
Well, I saw this Sasquatch here. Now, we were camping out. I had my RV there in Winnebago.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting by the fire, and then I heard this noise come out of the woods. It sounded like someone knocking on a tree.
The Sasquatch apparently are big tree knockers.
Yeah. And then I heard something else that sounded like, and then I heard that.
This is awesome.
I said, Martha, did you hear that? I think it's a Sasquatch. And then Martha looked at me, and she said, you're dumb. I want to get a divorce. And then over in the tree line, I saw it standing about 9 foot tall, holding a big old stick in his hand. And I was like, that's a Sasquatch. And then I hit Martha upside the head with the stick of my own and buried her out in the woods.
And nobody was the wiser.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Now, when you left, I mean, what about Martha? Did she have kids? I mean, did anybody ask questions?
I just told him at the Bigfoot pig.
You know, I wonder how that would work for somebody. I don't know. A Bigfoot took her.
Thanks for the call, Walter. 855 450 free. So we've been through three of his 12 wives. That's the third call.
Every time he said divorce, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time his wife wants a divorce, he ices her.
Yeah. Yeah. That ought to teach him.
855-450-FREE. You take control, and you can bring up anything, even if you want to tell us a story, which is fine by me. So, still to come here, we've got the jail-related stories. Mark, you've got the guy in prison for 37 years, unnecessarily. And Julia will tell us about an autistic girl who was also thrown in the slammer. 855, teacher. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can also connect to us on Skype. Use username lrn.fm to connect to us that way. And it's becoming my preferred method of connection. I'm really liking this guy. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE. Connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. And all of those options are free to you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. We invite you over to our website. We've got news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Now, if you're on Twitter and Facebook and following us there, you're going to get more than you would get on the emails because, you know, it's just easier for us to update Twitter and Facebook. So during the show, we'll send out questions and show prep links and observations we might want to make quickly on Facebook and Twitter throughout the program. Go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us through any of those venues. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, apparently, some people are selling bitcoins. According to somebody on actually sent us a message over Skype, people are selling bitcoins for $30. Now, the price, the current market price, is allegedly 18-something. So they're selling them for well over $10, the standard value in the marketplace. Do not buy your bitcoins on eBay. Do not buy your bitcoins on eBay. There are better choices like BitInstant.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. You know, obviously eBay has got some track record, and you can see who's got, you know, what who has what kind of feedback here, but I am looking at what appears right now. I'm looking at one Bitcoin, instant fast delivery, anonymous money, digital coin, Bitcoins, BTC, at $26 or best offer. So somebody's selling Bitcoins at one Bitcoin for $26 on eBay. God bless them. I hope that they are successful.
But, go buy some on BitInstant. Sell them on eBay.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. All you got to do is go over there and tell them where your account is, how you want to fund your account. They've got all kinds of different options. You can go to banks or drugstores in your area, supermarkets. There's all kinds of different ways to fund it, including right there at your computer at home. I believe they work through Dwolla.com. It's BitInstant.com. They make it easy for you.
I don't think you can do a bank option anymore, Mark.
You can't deposit at banks any longer?
I don't see that option anymore.
Okay, that's disappeared?
It appears to have disappeared.
All right. Well, at some point or another, you could do it. I guess, what options do they have there?
MoneyGram, CVS, Jewel Osco, Dwayne Reed, Stater Brothers, Albertsons, Walmart, and other local locations, all MoneyGram locations, basically. And then you can do it online through a few different options.
They, I know that they're going to be premiering very, very soon other options that are going to put them in, I believe, like 180 countries around the world.
Okay.
But
it's been a rocky road for them. I mean, they've had 30 countries. They're down to 10 countries. There apparently was a crackdown in Canada to some extent. So, it's an emerging marketplace, but BitInstant is weathering the threats. They're still there.
It's very difficult for people to get Bitcoins in some cases. I mean, some people just don't seem to be able to do it. And that's what BitInstant.com offers the vast majority of people who are listening to me, the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. Because one of the problems as far as safety goes is you could be talking to somebody on the internet who says, oh yeah, I'll sell you some Bitcoins, send it to me in my PayPal account, and then what?
They're gone.
It's gone. And you just don't get paid.
You can meet the BitInstant guys. They're going to be at the Liberty Forum.
Absolutely. I'm sure they'll be selling some Bitcoins there, too.
Yeah. So, go to BitInstant.com. Get your Bitcoins.
By the way, I know the BitInstant guys. I trust the BitInstant guys. I've given a check to $10,000 to the BitInstant guys to get Bitcoins.
They didn't run away with it, huh?
They did not run away with it. I mean, that's the biggest endorsement I can give.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Joe listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's on your mind tonight?
But I was just kind of wanting to address, hear a lot of people talking about the economy, this and that, the problems we have, and I think pretty much everybody can tell, who's really behind it,
Behind what?
Well, really, I guess that you could call the secret private banking cartel, right? Isn't so much of a secret though anymore. It's like you hear them talk on the regular media about it. We've been conquered by private banking cartels, and they go on to talk about how great it is,
I haven't heard about that in the mainstream media, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, so, like a lot of people talk, and they kind of dance around the truth, Just be like, straight up, man, it's the Federal Reserve, It's not federal at all. It's just like Federal Express. It's a private banking cartel.
I think a lot of people are coming to the realization that the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Federal Express.
That's a fun statement to make, but I don't think that's really entirely accurate, considering the Federal Reserve's, aren't there board members appointed by the president?
I think it's at the very least the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve is appointed.
Who appoints the president, though? You feel me? Like, what's we have a choice between two guys, this dude or this dude. I mean, that's not a choice. You can't put everybody's ideas into two categories like that.
I agree with you that in the general election, you don't have much of a choice. Generally, sadly, Americans tend to, elect kind of these moderates, and, moderates are just moderately statist. So that seems to be who gets into the presidential seat. But I kind of tend to believe that, Ron Paul came in second in New Hampshire. I would think that that doesn't mean that it's fixed.
Yeah, well, I hear you. That's not really Ron Paul. He's trying to do something out there.
Yeah.
Joe, what else you got to share with us tonight?
It's not really like the Ron Paul thing. I think you guys pretty much know.
I don't know, really. I'm having a tough time.
About it. You know what I mean?
No, I'm having a difficult time understanding what you mean. Can you summarize it?
Yeah, I guess maybe you should look that up then, man. I see what you could...
Look what up? The private banking cartel?
Yeah, look who it is. Look
I don't need to know any of that. I mean, I know the Federal Reserve is a bad idea. I mean, I know that the idea of having a monopoly currency is a terrible concept. That that just printing out money is not going to be a healthy thing for you and I. It's a good thing for the people that get the printed money. The people that get it first, it's good for them, but it's not good for the rest of us. So yeah, I'm certainly on board with that, and I appreciate your call and your thoughts.
You guys talk a little more about it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you might as well. If not, nobody in this country is going to have a job or anything.
Thanks for the call tonight, Joe. I appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. Consider it exposed.
Say nobody in this country is going to have a job? Well, that doesn't seem like it would be beneficial to the government.
Or the banking cartel. It would certainly, they want you working, but... You know, it would be hard to assume that you know what the Federal Reserve or a banking cartel or whomever it is that we're worried about wants. It'd be difficult to know. Like, what do they want? What are they trying to achieve? And I would say
they've already achieved it.
I expect more power and more money would be the answer to that. And
they achieved it 100 years ago. You know, they achieved the total takeover of the financial system in this country by creating a fiat currency and essentially taking it from that point and debasing the hell out of it.
Well, what I like to talk about are solutions to it. I guess, you know, he's probably right that we need to discuss it more. And I can't even find out which banks are part of the Federal Reserve. But from what I can tell, every single one of them is essentially a franchise of the Federal Reserve, even on down to credit unions, which I think are better choices than banks generally. But I think that they're all essentially franchises of the Federal Reserve.
That's true.
And as long as you're using that U.S. dollar greenback, you're giving power to these people. That's why I like talking about things like gold and silver and bitcoins.
Sure. Because we talk about these
currencies actually are a solution to that problem.
Yeah, and we talk about those solutions every night on
the
show.
Maybe we should talk about the problem more often. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's an open phone show, and so Joe did what he could do, and he called up and brought the topic to the table. I mean, we would have been talking about people being held in prison cells had he not called in about that. And so, yeah, it's certainly something that people should be concerned with. It's something that people should talk about, that people should, you know, bring up at the dinner table or whatever, because it is important. Your money is really critical, and, you know, what is it that Rockefeller, I think it's Rockefeller that's got quoted saying something like, he who controls the money, you know, controls everything, basically, right? And he who issues the currency? Or was that Lenin? I don't know. some
I'll
power
go ahead
monger.
And get the quote. It's a little more complicated than what you say, but you basically got it.
Yeah, so 855-453, you dial in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live and bring up what you want.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want and do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can also connect to us through our Skype connection. You can use a username or connect to username lrn.fm. Now, do send us a request first. We'll approve it. And then you can connect to us very easily through Skype, and it'll sound great. So, anyway, we'll continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Cindy, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hey, Cindy.
Hey.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, okay, I was on Facebook today. Hadn't heard a word about this. It says that a state judge granted a preliminary approval of a settlement of a $93 million class action lawsuit against Monsanto.
Monsanto?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was because of their production of Agent Orange at our one of our plants down here, one known as the Chemical Valley.
Mm.
But none of the news, I haven't heard anything on the news about it. Honestly, it's one of the few Monsanto winning cases I've heard in America and around the world.
Right.
Wow.
So I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts about it, talk about it a little bit. It's not really talked about a lot in this area.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. I've just put it in. It looks like from naturalsociety.com, Monsanto tentatively agreed to a $93 million settlement with some residents of Nitro, West Virginia, over the Agent Orange.
Very weird, because what they've done is they set up a 30-year medical monitoring program
mm-hmm.
in all the local hospitals. So, you know, if you're sick, you can go here and it might be. You know, I don't know. It's huge. It's huge to me. And
yeah, you're right. I see that.
They're cleaning, like, over 4,500 homes professionally. Just all kinds of crazy stuff, and nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, it's kind of like a settlement and kind of not like a settlement, because apparently here from the Wall Street Journal, they've agreed to spend up to $93 million on medical testing and the cleanup of as many as 4,500 homes in that city in West Virginia. I guess it's Nitro, where a legacy company once produced Agent Orange and other chemicals. So, you know, they're cleaning up houses and doing medical testing on people, but it's not like anybody's going to get a check out of this.
Right, right. Hmm. And it's huge. unfair. It's still another way to slip through the cracks. $93 million wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these companies that just seems to get the buy every single time, the pass every
right.
single time when it comes to the government. It's like Monsanto can't do anything wrong.
Please, what can we do about that?
Ian, got a suggestion?
What people can we do about that?
Secession now?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm fiery, but I listen to you guys all the time, and I just, like, what do we do? We need a leader in this. Like, what do we do?
Well, nobody you elect nationally is going to solve this. I mean,
no.
They are the ones that are protecting Monsanto,
right.
basically.
Exactly. Well, ask yourself this one for a second. What was the caller's name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Now, if Monsanto came to you with a check for $10 million and told you to shut the F up, would you do it?
Hell no.
For $10
million? Hell no.
Okay. No. Would you admit that the average person would?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't know, but they don't know. It's
right.
so covered up. And if you believe it, you're considered a conspiracy theorist. You know what I mean? Like, honest to God.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you anything.
Oh, you're right. Believe me, I get called a conspiracy theorist all the time.
I was washing dishes. I heard that other guy calling from West Virginia, and I was like, I got something to say. I'm calling in.
Bam, and there you go. So you get right on the air. It's that easy on Free Talk Live.
Dude, if anybody wants to call, it really is. Like, get right in there.
Thank you for the call tonight, Cindy. I appreciate you bringing that to the table.
Thank you for taking it.
Yep, and I've got another one here from the West Virginia Record. That's probably a really good one. It's West Virginia's legal journal, a good source to get more details.
You're right. That is a really good one.
On this one. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it. As far as the answer to a question, though, that's the tough part, right? Because the situation that we have today is that mega corporations like Monsanto are the ones who write legislation. They're the ones who are advocating for regulations.
The lawmakers don't even read it.
That they push on these lawmakers who, the lawmakers have been given money by Monsanto during their campaigns in order to do as they're told.
Right, and it's been going on for so long and it goes on so much that it's really hard to know where to even start to tackle the problem. And I hear a lot of occupiers and sort of more liberal people say, like, well, we just got to take the money out of politics. But even, like, how could you do that? I mean, as long as there are people that are in power, there are always going to be people that are going to pay them large sums of money.
They'll figure out a way to do
it. Right, exactly. It might not be in the form of lobbyists or as obvious as today, but you think that under-the-table deals won't be going on? Like, they absolutely will.
Right, so even if the people who wanted to take money out of politics were able to somehow accomplish that, which, of course, would require them to spend a whole lot of money lobbying these politicians to somehow put some kind of bill together that would take money out of politics, which, again, we're in the realm of pure fantasy here.
Right. I mean,
even if they could do that.
You're asking the people that get paid through dirty politics to stop getting paid through dirty politics
yeah.
and write legislation. I mean, as a democratic solution, I think that the average American believes when Congress has an approval rating of like 9% that more than 50% of these people are crooks. What are you going to do? I mean, this is, at this point, a kleptocracy. I mean, basically, the most successful thieves rise to the top and get elected. And it's so broken, I don't know what to tell you to do. All I can do is advocate for more freedom. The best solution that Ian and I have been able to come up with so far is the Free State Project.
If you love liberty, that is, you should make the move to New Hampshire and gather together with other people who feel like you do so we can have a chance at secession so we don't have to be responsible or be involved in this ridiculous behavior in Washington, D.C.
And, previously, prior to that, it was, Free Talk Live's solution was really kind of crappy. It's the same solution that all the other talk show hosts have. Vote for our guy. We were like, well, vote for the libertarian, as if that works. Now, I'm not saying
they get captured by all the other political parties. Libertarian's been watered down already, and they haven't even come close to being a threat.
Right. I'm not saying you shouldn't vote for the libertarian. I'm just saying I don't think it's a solution to anything.
No.
I think the best
There's no solution
going to
be had in D.C. No solution
no,
is going to be
all.
Had in D.C.
Yeah. I think the best ideas out there are these kind of little micronations out on the water, like Blue Seed or Seasetting or people setting up little independent nations. But at this point, the closest thing to that that that's happening is the Free State Project. There are other little ideas out there, but none of them have the success the Free State Project
has.
The
only other thing you can do is personally secede yourself. I mean, withdraw your consent from the system, withdraw your money from the system, change some of your money into more valuable currencies like Bitcoin, silver, or gold, and try to insulate yourself from being taken down with this system that is eventually going to go down. I mean, no government lasts forever, and this one, I hope, is on its last legs.
Yeah, I think that self-sufficiency is really important, and it's hard today to be completely self-efficient.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know one guy who's working on it. Sam is with us from Texas on Skype. Hey there.
Hey, good evening, you guys.
Hey, man.
A little muffled.
So, you sound like you're eating the microphone a little too much.
Oh, okay, I'll back up. Ian, I want to call you out on the mat for something.
All right.
And last week, I called in and was talking about the breakaway civilization and how they're using this technology to benefit themselves while keeping it from humanity. And I feel like you used a crutch, an old fallback of, well, the government's not that competent and they couldn't do that. They couldn't keep it a secret. Do you remember that?
What was this breakaway civilization?
Just the breakaway civilization. But I think it's something that you use over and over again. And that's saying that, well, the government couldn't do anything very sophisticated and keep it a secret. Because,
yeah, like conspiracy theory style, like where they'd have to keep hundreds of people quiet, that kind of thing. I think that's pretty difficult.
Okay, so I want to point to the Manhattan Project, where they built an entire testing facility and base for these people to develop this. They drew on scientists from the military as well as the private sector. There were thousands of people involved in this project. It was not leaked out, and it was something of such great importance that it marked mankind stepping into a new era of the nuclear age. And so, in the face of that reality, I guess I'm wondering, what's your conspiracy theory? I mean, was the media in on this and not letting this get out?
Well, the media has been in on not letting some information get out in the past. There's certainly that's the case. Now, I wonder about the Manhattan Project and its, how many of the people, you say thousands of people are involved, and I'm certain they were. How much did each one of them know? Was it the information compartmentalized? Was the guard at the door aware of what was going on in there? And also, I wouldn't diminish the fact that it was during a war and it was over a short period of time. I mean, it was just a couple few years, whereas, many conspiracy theories. Oh, shoot.
Sam, I realize Mark answered the question and you were trying to call me on the mat, so if you want to call back on this a little bit later, not tonight, though.
Yeah, I want to hear what he has to say on it.
It'll be fine. Also, the microphone, you'll hear yourself on the playback later, but your mic is it's really bassy, I guess is the way to describe it. It's more on the bass side than the crisp side. Anyway, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check Julia out over at pukeandthegang.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.